This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Sometimes when a man says, "This is my goal," what he really means is, "This is my God." When a man or woman sometimes says, "This is my dream for my life," what they're really saying, "This is my master." Sometimes when people say, "Well, here's the plan I've got for my life for the next 20 years, and I have met people who literally have planned out the next 20 years of their life. Sometimes what they really mean is, "This is my idol." Listen carefully. God never intended for you or me to worship my goal, my plan, or my dream. He said, worship Him and Him alone. This is an interesting passage, a story, again, I've never talked about it before from any pulpit, about Jesus being entrapped, or the attempt made to entrap Him. If a phrase sounds familiar, we had this before at the first verse, if we could bring up 20 again out of Luke. Keeping a close watch on Him, they sent spies who pretended to be honest. The term "close watch" in the original means this: to watch scrupulously and insidiously. We don't use either word that often. Here's what it means. To watch someone scrupulously means you're watching to see it that they cross every T, they dot every I, they're doing everything by the book. That's watching someone scrupulously. But insidiously is you're watching someone with the intent of them tripping up. And isn't it interesting? The perfect Son of God was watched scrupulously and insidiously by people who what? People who hated them, hated Him. Sometimes people look for dirt in your life, not just to point out your flaws, but to make them feel better. Remember that. You may have somebody in your family who's continually pointing out your flaws. It's not just to make you look bad. It may be something to strengthen their spirit. You have to understand that. And that's what they did to Jesus. And I love what Luke says, and I don't think the other Gospels use this term. They pretended to be honest. Is there anything you do in life that it's a pretense? There are people who pretend to be moral. There are people that pretend to be honest. There are people who pretend to be walking the straight and narrow. And sometimes that's not the case. And this is not a message about pretense. It's just a comment about what's mentioned in Luke's gospel. They pretended to be honest when they were anything but honest. Note that. They were pretending to be honest when they were anything but honest. They hoped to catch Jesus in something He said so they might hand Him over to the power and authority of the governor. They hold up a coin and they said, "Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar?" Did you know in this day and age you had to pay what was called a poll tax, which meant you had to pay a tribute tax just because you existed? Anyone, I think, from the age of 14 on up, you had to pay a poll tax, meaning that just because you existed as a person, you had to pay tribute to Caesar. And this was a sore point for, obviously, an occupied country known as Israel. They were occupied by the Roman army, the Roman government, and they had to pay tribute tax, to Caesar, the Roman emperor. And they thought, we'll catch Jesus. If He says we shouldn't pay tax to Him, then we'll send the local authorities after Him. We've got Him. But if He says we should, then we've got Him either way. Have you ever felt like somebody asked you a question and they wanted to trap you either way? I'm dead no matter how I answer this question. That's what they thought that they were doing with Jesus. Then I want you to notice, Jesus said, "Whose inscription, whose picture is on the coin?" They said, "Caesar." And in that famous answer, Jesus said, "Then you give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but you give to God everything that belongs to God."
We'll continue this message from Luke 20:20 tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.